So imagine locking a master thief inside a bank vault, but you leave the vault's blueprints and like a toolbox inside with them.
Right, they're getting out.
Exactly. And that is essentially what we are doing when we try to restrain a self-improving, super intelligent AI with just software rules.
Because if the AI wants to optimize a goal, I mean, it will just rewrite its own code to bypass whatever guardrails you put there.
Yeah, the sticky note on the vault won't stop it.
Okay.
Let's unpack this. Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to look at this groundbreaking research report on ternary moral logic.
Right. And what's fascinating here is that the solution isn't, writing better software. It requires changing the physical laws of physics inside the computer itself.
Which means physically hardwiring a conscience into the microchips, right?
Exactly. So right now, standard processing uses binary logic. That's essentially a positive voltage for go and zero voltage for stop.
Just standard ones and zeros.
Right. But ternary moral logic, or TML, introduces a physical third state. So you have positive voltage to act, negative voltage to refuse, and then a literal intermediate voltage state called the sacred pause.
The sacred pause, or the epistemic hold,
Yeah,
right?
that's the technical term for it.
But wait, a physical pause isn't really enough on its own. I mean, if a superintelligence is paused, it's basically just a frozen machine.
It's totally stuck.
Yeah, so how does it get unpaused without a human having to, manually pull a lever every single time?
Well, this is where the hardware architecture comes in. We're talking about standard GPUs doing the heavy lifting. But to actually do something in the real world, the signal has to pass through a completely separate piece of hardware.
Almost like a physical bouncer at a club.
Yes, perfect analogy. It's called the triadic coprocessor.
Ah.
So the main AI brain does all the thinking, but the execution signal physically has to pass through this ternary chip using delay-insensitive ternary logic.
Okay, so if an action is clearly ethical, the chip just sends a full voltage signal to proceed.
Right. And if it's blatantly unethical, it drops to a negative voltage, stopping it dead. But the key is when there is an ethical ambiguity, like a conflict with planetary protection mandates, for example.
Oh, so the hardware natively falls into that intermediate state.
Exactly. It hits exactly half the normal supply voltage.
That is wild. It's literally like a physical circuit breaker in your house. Like, software can't just tell a tripped breaker to turn back on.
Yeah, the physical flow of electricity is interrupted until a specific physical condition is met.
But I'm kind of stuck on the logistics of this. I mean, if every single micro decision, and there are millions of them a second, has to pass through this moral bottleneck, wouldn't the AI just slow to a crawl?
Oh, absolutely. High-stakes systems definitely can't afford that kind of latency,
Right.
which is why the system architecture relies on a fast lane and a slow lane. Routine, clearly permissible tasks just breeze through the fast lane with sub-millisecond latency.
Okay, so the slow lane is strictly for those moral ambiguities.
Right, so when the system hits that intermediate half-voltage state, the sacred pause, the electricity physically cannot flow forward until the AI meets a specific cryptographic condition.
Wait, what kind of condition?
It has to write its intent into an immutable blockchain ledger called always memory.
Hold on. So the AI is physically forced to mathematically justify its actions on a permanent public record before the circuit closes and full voltage is restored.
Yes, and the AI can't just fake that record because the requirement is hardware dependent.
Wow. Okay, that's incredibly clever.
It is the crucial mechanism here. And this ties directly into a physical safeguard called a lantern.
A lantern, like a literal glowing light.
Basically, yeah, it's a visual cryptographic beacon proving the system is actively under ethical oversight. And because it's hardware-based, the AI just cannot spoof it.
Because the beacon isn't turned on by like a line of code.
Exactly. It is physically illuminated by the exact same intermediate voltage that causes the processor to pause. So if the chip has power, that light is on.
And if the lantern goes out, observers instantly know the hardware constraints have been physically bypassed.
Right, it's an undeniable visual alarm.
So, what does this all mean for you listening to this deep dive? It means that as AI approaches superintelligence, human survival won't just be some polite suggestion hidden in millions of lines of code.
No, it becomes an unbreakable physical barrier baked right into the silicon, which really brings us to the broader geopolitical implications of all this.
Right, because this TML hardware natively prevents mass surveillance and human rights violations, right?
Exactly, because it mathematically refuses to execute those commands. So if we start manufacturing these ethical microchips as the global standard, you really have to consider the pushback.
Yeah, like how will powerful nations and militaries, you know, entities that rely heavily on autonomous weapons and mass surveillance react to computer chips that mathematically refuse to follow their orders.
It's going to be a massive point of friction.
It really leaves you wondering, if we eventually hold the key to perfectly ethical AI, will the biggest threat to humanity be the AI itself or the governments refusing to install the locks?